Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezes Hashem, Shir number 2 in the Sefer Chayves Alvaves and Shar Bitachin, based on the Shiurim of Rav Igdal Miller. We're not going to just quote the book word for word. We're going to give the main points of Rav Igdal Miller's Yesod, of his concept of how he goes about teaching this Shar HaBitachin with a great clarity and a way that changes your mind and your heart to focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says one of the benefits of Bitachin is peace of mind. The Chayvus Avava says, to continue, V'tayaloisei by B'tayrasai, in regards to the benefits a person can get from Bitachin in his Torah observance, Mehem Menuchas Nafshai. Among them is the ability to have peace of mind. U'bitchoinoi ala loikov yisbarach, and his reliance on Hashem, like a master, like a servant that must rely on his master. Now, he says, Rav Igdal Miller, that you may find it surprising that peace of mind is listed here, because that can be seen as a material benefit rather than a spiritual benefit, right? That it's gashmius. Peace of mind is a gashmiistic thing, a physical thing. But we need to understand that to have the correct, happy, healthy gashmius is very important in Avodas Hashem. Peace of mind is one of those things. It's excellent for a person physically to have peace of mind, but you certainly need that to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when a man's mind is preoccupied with anxieties and worries, they take up the place that should be used for more important thoughts. So when a person lives with bitachon, his mind is calm. And when his mind is calm, that enables him or her to concentrate on the more important ideas of life. But happiness of having peace of mind is itself a reward. It's a tremendous bracha to have peace of mind. You know, when you ask for das in the fourth bracha of Shemayna Esrei, Chaneinu Mi'itcha, please give us chachma bina v'das, part of it is the menuchas ha-nefesh that comes with having a healthy das. And also, physical well-being. In other words, the author, the Chayvus Halvavos, starts out by telling us that although he's talking about the benefits of Torah observance, which is primarily a ruchni, a spiritual endeavor, we must not lose sight of the gashmius as well, like peace of mind. Because gashmius is really ruchnius. Physical is really spiritual. He brings from the Altaf in Slobodka, that was one of the great Musar giants, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Saul Salanter. He drew a lesson from a Moshe Rabbeinu said to Bnei Yisrael when they went out of Mitzrayim. It says, Zocher es ayoyim sheyatzatzem in Mitzrayim. Remember the day that you departed from Mitzrayim. And then hayoyim atem yoytzem b'chodesh ha'aviv. And today you are leaving in the month of springtime. So the Mefarshim talk about that and say, why was it necessary to mention the time of the year? So what, that was springtime? And he answers that Hashem was reminding the Bnei Yisrael, how happy they were when he took them out of Mitzrayim. They were thrilled to finally be free after so many years of crushing slavery. They came out with great wealth amid the funerals of their enemies. So when Hashem rescued them, it was a tremendous amount of joy and happiness. They were like wild with joy. So with everything going so well, the weather conditions on that day that they left surely wasn't important to them. Who cares if it's raining? I'm getting out of Mitzrayim. Who cares that if it's slightly chilly? I am getting out of jail. And yet Hashem said that this mountain of good things that I'm giving you, there's one more good thing you shouldn't forget, the good weather too. That it was springtime. They walked out and saw the trees that were blossoming, the grass that was turning green, and that made you feel good too. And you could say, oh, who cares about it? No, Hashem says, don't say who cares about that. I'm doing a million good things for you, and this is just hidden in the mountain of the millions of things. Don't forget that either. This happens, for example, is if you have a one-bedroom apartment, and then you moved into a three-bedroom apartment. You know, who cares about that? And sometimes, oh, okay, Baruch Hashem, it's more space, and you forget about it. But no, don't forget about it. Of the million things that I'm giving you that extra room. Or two extra rooms. And we don't take it for granted and we appreciate Hashem for it. So that's bitachon. Bitachon gives you great benefits in spirituality, but it also gives you good health. Because a lot of good health depends on the mind. And when one has a calm mind, he will certainly live longer and it's more productive and producive for health. So don't be ashamed to say you're a Baal B'tochen because you want to live longer. Don't worry about your selfish motivation. Calm mind and everything goes with it is all part of the deal. This is one of the biggest concepts that Rav Avigdor Miller always talks about, the importance of Sholoi Lashma. As much as you want to do things L'Shem Shemayim for the sake of heaven, you utilize every Sholoi Lashma possible, as long as your kavana is to get to the Lashma. I'll give you an example that I saw once in the Michtam Eliyahu, Rabbi Yoh Dessler. It's brought down that when he was a younger person, when he was like 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old, whatever it was, that he used to learn with his father all Friday night Kamat. And what the memory of it was very warm to him because in the beginning, his mother used to prepare these delicious potato latkes and other types of delicacies on Friday night for him and his father, so that when they were learning overnight, they would have what to eat and enjoy that as well. I have to look it up inside, but it's in Michtam Eliyahu Chelek Aleph. He said, true, when he was younger, the motivation, part of the motivation, was because of the delicious potato latkes that his mother made. That's why he was looking forward to stay up Friday night to learn with his father. But after a while, that was in the background, and then he started enjoying the learning in and of itself for itself. So I will say the same thing regarding coffee. I like coffee. I enjoy coffee. Now, when I first started getting up quite early, let's say 5:15 or 5:10 in the morning, to be in shul 5:30, it was not so easy. Part of the motivation was Shaloi Lashma. They have a good coffee in shul. And I know over there I could get that good coffee and I'll feel better from it and I'll enjoy it very much. But then afterwards, after drinking the coffee, whatever it is, I could learn from with my chavrusa there. So why am I actually getting up in the morning? And why am I actually going to shul? Of course it's to learn. But I'm not fooling myself. Does part of the cheshik motivation when I get up is, oh, I'll get that coffee? Of course. According to Avigdor Miller, that's perfectly fine. That gets you to the base medrash, it gets you to the base medrash. And if you need a coffee to get you motivated to get you there, that's perfectly fine. And same thing over here. The betachin, if part of the side byproduct of a betachin is that you will have peace of mind, and you'll have a calmness, and you'll have a clarity, and you'll be able to be calm and besimcha with inner happiness no matter what's going on around you. And that's the motivation. Even though it seems selfish, it is something you need to do to motivate you, then that is a good thing. So never hesitate to use Shaloi Lashma concepts as long as the Kavana is for Lashma. So that eventually you'll get there. Like the coffee in order to get to shul, like the latkes in order to learn the whole Friday night, and so on and so forth. Same thing applies when you know, one is going on vacation, you do it L'Shem Shemayim, and or any type of, or Einik Shabbos, right? In other words, you're looking forward to Friday night meal or the Shabbos day meal. Sometimes you're looking forward for the delicacy also, for the delicious chulent or kugel or chicken soup or gefilte fish. That's perfectly fine. And if that helps you, seeing Zmiris with more geschmack, if that helps you think about Ruchnias and look into a safer and feeling the Kedusha and Einig of Shabbos, and part of it is because of the bus service, Dagim Choma Tamim, then that's a beautiful thing and it should be encouraged. Same thing over here, to sum it up, that the Betochin gives you tremendous, not only spiritual benefits, but physical benefits, one of them being a great peace of mind. So it's kedai to learn the Chayvus Al Vavus, even if you have that motivation, that I want to be at peace with myself, free from worry, and have peace of mind with everything I do. Bracha and Hatzlacha.